This is Mark McKenzie at Drakeholm Barracks, where the One Scots Rugby Sevens have just finished with a resounding victory in the Cup Final for the Army over Edinburgh University. And congratulations also to Three Rifles, who beat Boroughmuir in the Plate Final. With me now is the commanding officer of One Scots, who's been hosting the event today, Lieutenant Colonel Ben Wrench. Ben, well, it was a great day. Weather kind of held off until about halfway through the day.
Yes, I think the weather forecast was to have rain and wind at 1 o'clock, but it sort of came in at about 5 o'clock.
And you must be very proud at the turnout and the effort that everyone's put in today.
It's been fantastic. I mean, the quality of the players and the teams across both the Army as well as civilian teams has been superb. I mean, Edinburgh University getting through to the final, they've got some very fine players in there for such young players. Hamilton, very good side. Though sadly, they were the side that pushed One Scots out of the competition. And to see two All Welsh up as well, some very good teams.
And good for the neighbours as well.
Yes, I should also mention, of course, Three Rifles obviously made it to the and won the plate. So they've done very well.
And no great surprise, I suppose, that the Army have done phenomenally well and ended up winning it.
Yes, it's not a surprise to see the Army winning the championship.
Now, the guy that's responsible for putting on this whole day is RSM for One Scots. That's Paul Wood. It's traditionally a big day on the One Scots calendar, and it's not just all about the rugby, is it?
No, it's not all about the rugby, and especially not this year anyway. We're trying to make it a family fun day this year and geared right towards a charity, which is the ABF, the Soldiers Charity. So all proceeds from today will go towards the ABF, Soldiers Charity.
And as well as the rugby on the field, lots going on off it for the wives and the kids.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. We've got some bouncy castles in from the welfare, which the wives' committee are looking after. And they've just finished up with the tombola and they've raised a few quid for that. So I'd just like to thank the wives' committee. We've also got some fun fair in from the Borders. And these guys have come in free of charge and lowered the prices for us for the day. So again, I'd just like to thank them as well.
Thanks very much for your time today, and I hope the rest of the day goes well.
Thanks, Mark. And I'd just like to say thank you to Garrison FM and yourself for looking after us today and donating your time for this event. Thank you.
And with me now is the captain of the Army side, winners of the 2011 One Scots Sevens.
Hi, I'm Lance Corporal Sotala from I'm One Scots. I've been posted to Oxford Battalion in Innsworth in Gloucester, and I'm grateful for today's tournament.
What a fantastic performance by the Army team. How are you feeling after the victory?
It was, we started from our first game till the last one. And we didn't underestimate any team that turned up today. So it's a good tournament, build up for future tournament to come, for the development for the Army and for the Royal Scots as well, moving further and doing good in rugby pitch.
Mixed feelings today when you saw One Scots going out so early?
It was because I've been playing with them and I know them, and I was really sad to see them bow out the tournament. But that's how the games, it's the way you turn back and the way you are. Go on a new chapter and do a good in the next tournament.
Putting modesty aside, how good is this Army side?
Well, the good thing about this Army side is the release of players from every respective commanding officers, which enable them to perform in this level, compete against a pro team and doing good. We want to thank all the commanding officers throughout the globe and all the operationers. Some of these boys have been pulled out from operation areas to do the Army proud, not only the Army, but as a whole, each and everyone who's doing the job for them in the war zone and all around the globe.
I'll let you go and celebrate with the rest of the guys tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you.